I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Casualties from natural disasters in the Asia-Pacific region often rise dramatically by the day. First reports from the December 2004 tsunami said several hundred people had died. Within a month, though, it rose to more than a quarter of a million. Well, it's the same story regarding that cyclone that hit Burma over the weekend. First estimate, 400 dead. Now a Burmese foreign minister says 10,000 people were probably killed, and tens of thousands are homeless and in danger of unsafe water or lack of food. The World's Katie Clark has more.
Burma's repressive military government has an uneasy relationship at best with the outside world. That includes international aid agencies. So it's telling that Burmese authorities today gave the United Nations permission to send in emergency relief. Richard Horsey is with the United Nations Disaster Response Office in Bangkok, Thailand.
Given that the road network has been essentially knocked out in the affected areas, it's very difficult to move because of debris and trees and electricity lines down. And given that the communication system has been essentially knocked out, it's very hard to get quick and complete information from all of the affected areas.
The U.S. Embassy in Burma is standing by as well with $250,000 in aid assistance. It's also offering the services of its own disaster assistance response team. The State Department says so far Burma doesn't seem interested. Sherry Villarosa is the U.S. chargé d'affaires in the capital, Rangoon. She describes the storm's aftermath.
After about noon, the skies cleared up and everybody came out and were just stunned. People on my compound that had been there for 15 years told me they had never seen anything like this here ever.
The hardest hit region appears to have been the Irrawaddy Delta, where close to 3,000 residents of one town are reportedly missing. Critics are complaining that Burmese authorities gave inadequate warning about the approaching cyclone. For example, they said its winds were only around 30 miles per hour, but when it actually struck land, it was like a 120-mile-an-hour gale. Maureen Ong Thuyen is director of the Burma Project at the Open Society Institute.
We were watching the cyclone on our websites here end of last week. So we saw it inching up toward exactly where it hit. So I was thinking, well, that's good. If we know that it's coming, possibly military junta will know also and maybe help prepare the people for this impending cyclone.
The cyclone struck just days before a constitutional referendum that's intended to formalize the military's grip on power. Initially, military rulers said they'd go ahead with a referendum as planned. They're now reportedly considering delaying the vote, at least in the hardest hit parts of the country. There's speculation about how the cyclone will affect that vote when it eventually does take place and what impact it might have on Burma's political future. Little to none, says David Steinberg, an Asia expert at Georgetown University.
I don't think that the government is going to change its ultimate objective, which is military control indirectly through a civilianized government at some time in the future.
Last week, the United States signaled that it has little confidence in Burma's upcoming vote. The Bush administration imposed new sanctions on state-owned companies there. For The World, this is Katie Clark.